When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. And I welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon on the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, I was just laughing because I stayed in the studio, but Ashi came in here, and we were powwowing, and all of a sudden, Mike says, "We're back," and I'm saying, "Gosh, did I miss Red Robin?" And I'm sitting right here.
But you were tapping your toes.
It must have played right in my
subconsciously
ear.
Subconsciously,
I was tapping right along, and I didn't even hear it. Oh, man. Well, anyway, we're having fun. So, Mike is here. Kathy's here. Ashi's here. And it's time to get serious. Well, as serious as we get around here, I guess, huh? Well, sometimes we're more serious than others. But a month ago, I started my impromptu class on communicating with animals, empathetic and telepathic interspecies communication, as well as the human-to-animal transference. We got through part one of the communicating with animals, which is how to communicate to animals. And I told you then that that is the most important part. Because most of the time when you're living with animals, it is most important that you communicate clearly to them. And if you're able to do that, you can resolve most all of the issues and problems that you have going on. Now, it of course is nice to be able to receive information back from your animals. Well, most of the time anyway. I know. I'm thinking about Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive. And, of course, she'll be back with Kevin McDonald on the third Sunday of the month. But she's always talking about, you know, she has those 6 or 12 poodles of hers. No, she only has, she says she has 12, but she doesn't. Anyway, I think it's JJ that she one of her poodles, when she comes home from work, he tattles on everybody. So-and-so did this, and so-and-so did that, and his other mom. And so nobody can get away with anything because the dog tattles to Kim. And it's funny, Kim often says, because, you know, she communicates telepathically and empathetically with her animals, and she not only can send, but she also receives, you know, as a medium. But her partner, Julie, doesn't receive. And so Kim often says her animals think that Julie's deaf. So did you know that some of your animals may think you're deaf? They've tried to communicate long enough, but you're not getting it. So they think you can't hear, which in a way is true. So anyway, I explained that communicating to them is most important and encouraged you to take what I taught you on the first Sunday of last month. And by the way, if you missed that show, you go to MarthaNorwalk.com, you click on the audio archive link on the home page, and you go back to the first Sunday of January, and I did the communication in the second hour, that would be the 10 o'clock hour, and I did the human-to-animal transference in the third hour, the 11 o'clock hour. So the second and third hours of the first Sunday of January, you will be able to catch up on all of this information. And I said, practice with this stuff the communication stuff, communicating to, and then we'll pick up with the second part, receiving, in February, which is today. And there was a reason for that, that I was wanting you to start practicing, because some of the skills you need to send to your animal friends will help you when it comes to receiving. Now, let's talk a little bit about receiving information in general. When I told you that communicating to animals and is dirt simple, and it happens whether you believe it or understand it or not, and it's very simple. Well, part of that is also true for receiving from animals. It is just as simple. The problem is that unless you are naturally gifted and you are born receiving and those terminals, so to speak, stay open, and you're naturally gifted like, I was going to say like Kim Miller, but that's not like Kim, because she was born with these abilities, but she didn't come into fruition for her and with them until her mom died, and she learned how to receive information. But she is a naturally gifted one, and one that came in with those abilities very strong. And or someone like Robin Alexis. I mean, for me, I've been talking to animals all my life, and I just thought everybody did it. And I don't function as an animal communicator, and you don't hear me doing the kind of show that Kim Miller does on the air, because I feel that my calling is different. And my calling was and is to break down these communication skills into a practical and logical, understandable form, and to teach you guys how to do it. So it's a part of what I do, but you can't hire me to come and talk to your animal friends. I mean, that happens as part of a session when I do behavior training and sessions and so forth. But it's not the main focus of what I do. My focus is to teach y'all how to do it, how to understand it, and how to do it. So receiving is just as simple as sending. However, if you are not one of the naturally gifted ones and those channels just aren't all automatically open, then it's work to get the channels open, to understand the communication, and then there generally is some practice and emotional homework, if you will, to clear out the channels to be able to receive. And I'll explain that as we go along here. Now, receiving is as simple. However, it is not what many of us expect it to be. When you receive animal information from animals, and by the way, this receiving information applies to anything living, anything that's alive. So that could be animals, it could be plants. I mean, rocks, trees. I talk to everything now, okay? It could be humans on the other side, animals on the other side. Anything alive can be communicated with in this way. Now, when you receive information, it comes to you in one of a number of different ways. It comes in through your right brain. It comes in through your left brain. It comes in through your heart. And it comes in through your solar plexus, which is, you know, your belly button area, your perceptual body. Some people, depending on their energy and where what works for them, some receive on only one of those levels or all of them. We can all receive on all of those levels, but it kind of depends on individually who you are and how you receive. But what most people want is they think that, okay, once somebody teaches me how to do this, I can flip on a switch and I'm going to hear that big megaphone from, "Hey, Mom, it's me, the dog, and I'm hungry." And they'll have that dog voice in their head. Well, guess what? Doesn't happen that way. Very rarely do people hear the voice of animals when they are receiving? Now, some do. Some do occasionally. Most commonly, hearing the voice of an animal, the actual voice of an animal in an audible form, happens with very young children. Because typically what happens, humans are born, all these channels are open when you're a baby. And then, because we don't teach it, we don't affirm it, we don't encourage it, and in fact, we tend to squelch it. If you're a parent and you had kids and your kid came running in from outside and said, "Mom, the dog says he's thirsty." Ah, dogs don't talk. Go away. You know, we don't acknowledge it, affirm it, or encourage it, or teach it. So we tend to lose those abilities as we get older. So most often hearing a voice often happens with young children that are real open. And it is possible. And some older folks that mostly naturally gifted ones will sometimes hear voices, the actual voice. I will tell you that I'm not one of those people. I don't hear the voices. Not on a regular basis. Now, out of the blue, I'll receive on all levels, but most commonly it's not voices. Now, so herein lies the biggest glitch. Everyone can receive information telepathically and empathetically. Everyone does. It doesn't matter how, it doesn't matter if you don't believe it, doesn't matter how blocked up and clogged all your channels are, everybody receives in some way, shape, or form. It's just because this isn't taught, most of us don't know it. Okay? And we receive telepathically, we receive empathetically. Now, just to give you an example, like you might be walking down the aisle of the grocery store and another person walking towards you walks past you. And as you walk past that person, your hip starts to hurt. You think, "Oh, God, where did that come from? My hip hurts." You just walked through the energy field of a person that has a bad hip and you picked it up. Now, without going into a great deal of detail, if you don't also have an issue in your hip, then sometimes that energy will say it'll usually dissipate as you get farther away. I remember as I was learning about receiving and all of this sort of stuff, Spirit usually chimes in with the stories to tell. I remember I went to visit my mom, and an old friend of hers was in town and was there. And when I was reintroduced to this person, we hugged, and our cheeks touched as we hugged. As soon as I came in contact, our cheek to cheek, I got a horrible pain in my jaw. And so as we pulled away, by that point, I was brave enough to say so. I said, "Oh my gosh, have you got something wrong? What's going on with your jaw? What's wrong with your jaw?" She said, "OMG." She said, "How did you know? I have TMJ and it's really, really painful." I said, "Well, because now I got it." Okay. Now, fortunately, like I said, if you don't have the same energy, the same weakness, it won't stay with you. It'll dissipate. And also, if you know how to spin light energies, you can spin it right out of yourself and release it. But that's a topic for a whole nother show. So at any rate, a lot of people don't realize that you talk on the phone with someone and you hang up the phone and your throat hurts. Well, that often is someone was angry about what you said. You don't often realize when you get a headache. You can have your own mental anger going on, but it also can mean somebody's angry with you and is trying to override your will. So there can be lots of your dog is comes into the room and all of a sudden you feel thirsty and you need to go get a drink, but you're not really thirsty because you just drank a glass of water, but you're picking that up from your dog or your cat. So just know, and then all of a sudden you'll just think of something. Like you're sitting around and all of a sudden you think, oh, gosh, I'll take the dog for a walk. You don't realize that the dog is sitting in the other room or sitting on the other side of the room staring at you saying, walk, walk. Well, I want to go for a walk. I want to go for frisbee, frisbee. I want to play. Food, food. And you'll have these thoughts that you think come out of the blue. Well, trust me, everything that comes through your mind, every thought, every idea comes from somewhere. Okay? So the good news is that we've all have been receiving on some level. We just didn't know it. And the biggest glitch with receiving is that in most cases, you aren't going to get the megaphone from the animal screaming in your ear. Communication is very, very subtle. And if you don't know what it's all about, and you're not willing to practice and pay attention, you won't know that you're being communicated with. Now, let's talk a little bit about the different kinds of communicating and receiving. First of all, it can come in through your brain. Now, if you are a more right brain person, that's your female brain, but right brain people can be men or women. It's not attached to a gender. It's male, female energy. But in terms of a physical body, so you understand, the right brain and the left side of your body is female. Your left brain and the right side of your body is male. Again, not gender attached. And the idea is to be in balance. And the ideal balance on this plane is if you're in a girl suit, 51% female, 49% male. If you're in a guy suit like Mike, the ideal balance is 51% male, 49% female, which brings you to kind of an androgynous state. Now, most of us are not there. Most of us are way out of whack one way or the other. And most of us are naturally inclined one way or the other. But to give you an example, I'm in a girl suit, but my natural tendency is to be more male than female. Okay, so that's left brain. All right. Now, if you tend to be more left brain than right brain, the telepathic communication will come in through your left brain, and it comes in a different form than if you tend to be more right brain. So if you tend to be more right brain, now to know if you're more right brain or left brain, if you're more right brain, you will be a really good at creative visualization. Like, can you close your eyes and see things? Can you imagine, visualize well, and can you actually see? Now, Kathy, you're nodding your head. Mm-hmm. So does that mean, mm-hmm. do you know what that yeah. means? You've got good.
I do.
You see pictures in your mind. Okay, right. then you're good at right brain. Mike, do you see pictures in your mind?
I do.
Okay, yep. Then you'd be right brain too.
Very good.
Ashi's like kind of right. Left brain? Right brain. No, you're right brain. Okay, I got three right brainers in here. Well, okay, well, balance me out, because I'm a left-brainer. But I work at being both. Now, if you are more right-brain, like y'all think you are, and you see good pictures in your mind, then when communication comes to you, it will tend to come in pictures. And you might see a picture of something, like the animal drinking, or the animal eating, or the animal playing ball, something along those lines. Some people that are right brain communicators will see individual snapshots. Sometimes people describe like snapshots and almost like a little video running in your mind. But if you're more right brained, you will tend to get communication in pictures. Now, if you're left brain and it's more difficult to learn to communicate this way, in my opinion, for left brainers, because I'm a left brainer. And that is because the communication is more subtle. And if your left brain, the information comes in through your left brain comes in the form of what I have termed, I call thought groups. Now that's my description of what this is like. And a thought group that comes in through your left brain, and this is what makes it so difficult to understand. A thought group is just like you're thinking to yourself silently in your head or talking to yourself silently in your head. You know when you do that, you talk to yourself mm-hmm. silently? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what a thought group is like. It sounds just like you talking to yourself or thinking to yourself. Therein lies the problem. Now, remember last time when I was talking about communicating to animals, I said the important thing is you must change what you do when you speak to the animals. Because most of the time when we speak, are speaking something, like right now, if I were communicating the way most people do, as I'm speaking and the words are coming out of my mouth, my left brain would be thinking of what I'm going to say next. Well, you need to understand that I, years and years and years ago, when I started learning all this stuff and putting all these basics together, I stopped communicating that way. There's nothing in my left brain right now. I have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth next. It just comes. I just let it flow. And that's why sometimes a story will come out. That's because Spirit puts that, tells, that's what my intuition tells me where to go. All right. So, when I told you in communicating, I wanted you to focus your mind on what you're actually saying. Stop thinking about what you're saying next and imagine in your mind what you're actually saying. That's the first step. Because in order to receive thought groups or pictures for that matter, not as much, sometimes pictures can override thought, but in order to receive, you need to be able to still your mind.
And that's hard.
Yeah, thank you, Kathy.
That's really hard because if you're in a busy world and you have lots to do, you just are focused on where you need to go, what you need to be doing, and you're in a hurry.
And our mind is busy all the time. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, see, that's where the first big thing comes in. You must be able to still your mind on command. Now, most people just can't do that. Mind, be still. Okay. Now, a good time to practice this, okay, is when, think about this. When you lay down to go to sleep at night and you close your eyes, does your mind just shut off? Are you just like done and there's nothing there? No, you're thinking of what you should have done, you could have done, what you're going to do tomorrow and how you're going to do it and yada, yada, yada. You got all this stuff going on in your mind. Well, that's a really good time to practice stilling your mind is when you lay down to go to sleep at night, keep shutting that stuff down. All right. Now, what I had to do, I'll tell you, to really develop my skills, the answers for me came like 25 to 30 years ago when I found my first spiritual teacher and I started the light work and my spiritual path, because the first thing we had to learn to do was learn how to meditate. And the first thing you learn to do when you meditate is to still your mind. Okay. So learning to meditate is a really good thing to do because that will help you still your mind. Now, but one of the homework situations that I was given by my teacher, which I give now to my students, is when you have time to practice, you sit down and you pick a spot on the wall and you stare at it. And you practice, because when I first say shut, stop your mind, still your mind, it's very hard to do, like Kathy just said. But you just find that point on the wall, you stare at it. And you work, and you just work at shutting down those, stop the thinking. And it won't work at all to start with, but if you keep focusing and you work, you'll be able to stop thinking for 5 seconds. And then 10 seconds, and then 20 seconds. And if you practice over and over again, pretty soon you can stop for 30 seconds and a minute and 2 minutes. And a lot of this is what meditation is all about. But most of us have to do some conscious working at stilling the mind. So that's obstacle number one, because think about it. If your mind is busy thinking and talking to yourself, all this kind of stuff, there's no way that you're going to get the thought groups and the pictures. And now here's the really big glitch. If you don't know how to still your mind and you don't know your mind is still, when the thought group comes in, you're going to think you made it up. Okay? Because it isn't a megaphone with the dog's voice or the cat's voice. It sounds just like you're talking to yourself. So once again, it's simple, but it's not necessarily easy and requires to doing some homework. So the first thing, you got to still your mind. All right. Now, the second way of receiving is through your heart. You know, I talk to you a lot these days about getting into your heart and feeling with your heart. Because bottom line is, your mind and your brain can convince you of anything. Your heart won't lie to you. So if you feel something with your heart, as opposed to thinking about it with your mind, you will get the truth in your heart. Like I said, your mind can convince you of anything depending on what you're looking at. Your heart won't lie to you. However, most people today, their hearts are not open. Hearts are closed. We were not given a manual when we popped into this lifetime telling us how to deal with emotional energy. Well, most of us are pretty good at the good stuff, you know, happiness and joy and bliss and all that kind of stuff. And we're fine with good, positive emotional energy. But the, for lack of a better word, negative emotional energy, anger, fear, grief, guilt, shame, that kind of stuff, we're not comfortable with and we don't like it. And nobody told us how to deal with it. And in fact, most of us were raised by parents that taught us to stuff it. How many times are you told, don't get angry, don't be afraid, okay? Don't yell, don't cry, don't da-da-da-da-da. And we were taught that it wasn't appropriate to express negative emotional energy, let alone to feel it, and we were taught to stuff and suppress it. Well, and then, you know, when you move into teenage years, and you know, and how difficult that can be for many. You know, we're talking about the bullying these days, and we're trying to stop all of that. But think about it, you know, unless you were one of the in crowd from the beginning, you were probably teased and bullied and all that kind of stuff. And relationships don't work out, and you think you're going to die if this person doesn't like you, if you're not part of all of that. And our experience brings us to a point that we don't, and nobody's taught us how to deal with those feelings, so we don't want to feel them anymore. So what do? We close our hearts and we start building a wall around our hearts so we don't have to feel. And what happens to most people is we end up living from the neck up. We live in our heads. We don't feel. Okay? Well, if that's the case, you can't feel your heart. You can't feel what your heart feels. You can't get the communication from the heart. And communication that comes from the heart, I call knowing. You know how sometimes you just know what you know? You just know it. Mm-hmm. You don't know how you know it or why you know it. You just know it. That's usually a heart. That's a heart. That's a knowing, a heart knowing. Okay. Now, the other way you communicate and receive information is through the solar plexus, through the belly. That's your perceptual body is down there, and that's where a lot of information comes in. Well, and that can be most often where the empathetic feeling comes, feeling what an animal's feeling. And that would be when you walk by the person in the grocery store and your hip starts to hurt. You hug the person, your jaw starts to hurt. You think about somebody and you feel a pain. If I touch a dog that has a skin allergy, my left hand and arm will start to itch and I'll get a rash and stuff. It's that kind of stuff. That comes in through the solar plexus. And so the empathetic, feeling the feelings, usually comes in through the solar plexus. And just an example here, you know, in Eastern philosophies and Oriental types, often the greetings, you know how they would sometimes wear big medallions over their bellies? And, you know, often when they greet, the hands go over the belly when they bow, and that's because they're protecting their solar plexus.
Oh.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Okay? Now, if you have not learned how to process, move through, and release responsibly negative emotional energy, anger, fear, grief, guilt, shame, that kind of stuff, and you have learned and you stuff and suppress, which is normal. Nothing wrong with you if you do. That's normal. Guess where it goes? That fills up your perceptual body. You know, depending on the type of emotional energy, like we talked about this a little bit the first Sunday of January, Mike, you know, certain emotional energies tend to go to certain places. You know, anger to the liver, to the kidneys, to the bladder. Different emotional energy, unless they're specifically related to other parts of the body, which I'm not going to go into now. They'll go to different parts of the body. But it all gets stuffed down in your perceptual body. And you actually, on an astral level, you have a psychic sac on the left side of your perceptual body where a lot of the stuff gets stuffed. Well, think about it. If your perceptual body is crammed up and stuffed full of all the negative emotional energy that you've stuffed and suppressed all your life, there's no room for you to accurately receive information through your solar plexus.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So, in most cases, with most people that are not natural in communicating telepathically and empathetically with animals, in order to get going at it and to get better, one must do some homework. You have to learn to still your mind. And then you have to start doing some emotional homework to bring up and process through and release responsibly all that stuff, negative emotional energy. Now, that being said, we're not going to do any more work with that right now. I think that we will leave that how to start processing your way. I've told you how to start working on stilling your mind, so you can do that. But the releasing the emotional homework and releasing all this stuff, suppressed emotional energy, that's at least an hour all by itself. So that, I think, we'll say, okay, the first Sunday of March, the second, we'll pick up where we've left off, and I'll give you some tools for emotional homework. Does that sound reasonable? You guys okay with that? Okay. So we're gonna continue with the receiving. Now, I will also, though, say again, even if you can't steal your mind, even if you are the most emotionally clogged up physical body on the planet, you're still going to receive stuff. You still are receiving stuff. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about how to go about that. Now, I would say the majority of communication comes through the brain, either right brain or left brain. When I communicate with animals, people on the other side, trees, rocks, plant, whatever, the vast majority of communication I receive is through my left brain. Now, every once in a while, I'll get a right brain communication, which is a flash picture in my mind. Now, but that's usually when it's like critical. I have to know now, and my well-being is at stake. Now, the story I'm being reminded of to tell you right now is and if you start paying attention, you get hints all along. I had a number of years ago, had a counseling session scheduled with some people, an older couple, and it was for their German Shepherd, who was vicious and they couldn't have anybody over, and the German Shepherd tried to kill everybody, and I was going to help them with that. And the appointment was difficult to schedule. They had to cancel a couple of times. I had to actually schedule them in, give up my Saturday and schedule them on a Saturday. And it was a very hot day. It was unpleasant. When I got ready to go to that session that morning, I didn't want to go. And you know how, you know, you don't listen to that stuff. You just think, you know, it's me. I'm just being lazy. I don't want to work on a Saturday, so I got to go. And it was very hot, so I just had on a light T-shirt and shorts. When I got there, the people came out of their house and met me in their driveway before I got out of my car. Rolled down the window. I said, oh, they said, okay, well, stay in your car. Okay. He says, well, husband's got to go out in the yard and hold on to the German Shepherd, and then I'll take you in the house, you know, to meet the house dogs. But we have to set this up because we don't want you to get killed. It's like, oh, okay. So I stayed in the car. Wife came and got me, went into the house, and they had a couple of basset hounds in the house, which were fine. We went into the kitchen. And the kitchen was kind of a rectangular kitchen. And I was seated at a square kitchen table in the back right corner of the kitchen. And it was up against the wall. So there was a wall on my right. There was a wall on my back. And I was sitting in a wooden chair at this table with no room to move. Okay. And then the door to the backyard was directly in front of me on the other side of the room. And the wife, and these, they were older folks. They were probably in their late 70s. She then explained, well, you've met the two house dogs. Husband's out, got the German Shepherd controlled. But we also have a teenage Great Dane. And he's just lovely. He's a year and a half old. He's a teenager. And I'd really love you to meet the Great Dane before, you know, we start our session about the German Shepherd. But the dog's outside, so I need to go outside and get the Great Dane. And I said, okay. As the woman turned away from me, I got a flash picture in my mind. And the picture I got was of a Harlequin Great Dane, and that's black and white. And I was, as a behavior therapist, I was aware of that point, that there's a flash rage aggression. This was before we knew about all the details of Pleckner syndrome, and Great Danes can lose it and attack people. And the flash picture I got was of a Harlequin Great Dane, black and white, losing it and viciously attacking. Well. Hindsight being 2020, Martha should have listened. Okay. And I should have said, excuse me, what color is your dog? And let's rethink this. But I didn't. I dismissed it. Okay. She went outside. She came back in through the door. And what did she have on a leash? But a big, huge Harlequin Great Dane. The dog walked in the door, took one look at me at that table, and went ballistic. Just went viciously crazy, drug her across the room, and because the table was in front of me, there's a wall behind me and on my right, came to me on my left and grabbed a hold of my head with his, because I'm sitting, you know, this is basketball size head, and it's actually above me, and he grabs a hold of the left side of my head.
Holy cow.
Okay. Now, fortunately, being a vet tech for all of those years, being a behavior therapist and knowing a lot about dogs, I knew not to scream. I knew not to go into that energy. And there was nothing I could do. I couldn't move. I was pinned into the table and in this corner. I couldn't move and do anything. I knew not to try to pull away from the dog because he had a hold of, he was around my ear, and, you know, his teeth had punctured my skin. If I'd have tried to pull away, he'd probably rip my ear off. So I knew to relax and just, you know, become a rag doll and move with him. And at that, there was nothing else I could do except I had learned from my teacher, well, you know, there's nothing else to do, pray. So I just started doing the Lord's Prayer over and over in my head. And, you know, she was yelling at the dog and trying to pull him off. I just went with the flow with the dog. Eventually, he had to open his mouth to breathe. So I pulled, you know, I pulled away and lifted my left arm, and he grabbed my left elbow. So I did the same thing, flowing with the dog until he opened his mouth again, and then she was able to get a hold of him and get him back outside and close the door. Well, there was blood everywhere. And needless to say, the counseling session did not take place that day because I had to go to the emergency room. But the good news was there that because I had known what to do, there were no rips and tears. There were only puncture wounds in, you know, my elbow and all around my ear. And so I was easily taken care of with no scarring and all of that. But now the other message there was for me, what precipitated all of that? I was given that flash visual picture. And what did I do? I didn't listen. So where did the injury go? My left ear. I wasn't hearing. I didn't listen. My left ear took the brunt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. I get a flash vision anymore. I pay attention. Attention, attention, attention. So just so you know, even us left-brainers that only get Thrott groups, sometimes I get a vision, a movie reel, or a flash picture. Now I know it's when it's really serious and I really need to know. So that's a lot. You know, one time was enough for me. I listen. Now, and the long story short is that the people called the breeder. This is some of the problems sometimes have that they got the Harlequin Great Dane from. And the breeder said, oh, well, that's normal. All of my dogs go ballistic at a year and a half and try to kill people. You just need to pick them up and bang them against the wall. And, you know, then that settles them down and they're fine. Well, these are like 75 to 80-year-old people, and the breeder never told them that. The dog ended up going back to the breeder because they didn't want to, you know, keep the dog anymore. But, I mean, can you imagine? Mm. So ask the right questions when you buy purebred dogs. All right, we are going to give you a chance to recover from that. I'll recover. We're going to take a time out, take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We will come back and do a very quick current events as fast as I can, and then we'll get back to receiving. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. The missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. There's a missing link formula for dogs, one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats, and missing link with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. Now, I want you to ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, at your vet's office, or you can go directly to Designing Health. Give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Robin Alexis is offering a limited number of beautiful Golden Healer Lemurian crystals. These crystals are used by healers for their ability to magnify the flow of vital life force throughout the body, to promote healing, to reduce fear and anxiety, to induce a state of deep relaxation, and accelerate tissue healing. These crystals are also powerfully energized to activate the crown and solar plexus chakras, which assists you to obtain a more conscious connection to spirit. Golden Healer Lemurian crystals are a marvelous tool for doing any kind of energy work, meditation, or healing. In addition, these special crystals have been blessed by Robin Alexis at sacred sites at Mount Shasta. You can purchase these crystals for $22.95 from Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. Or email Bob at robinalexis.com for details. There is only a limited supply of these Lemurian crystals, so they're offered at a first-come, first-served basis.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we'll say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World, and I hope you do it every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, I'm kind of in the middle of receiving communication from animals. We're going to take a brief time out from that and take care of current events, but I want to let you know that Ashi is ready and prepared to answer the phones. Now, I'm checking all the time with Mike and with Kathy. I thought if I'm making sense with what I'm just explaining to you, and if you're on board with me, they're all good with what I'm doing so far and are understanding. If you are not, if I'm not explaining something clearly to you, or you have a question or whatever, it is okay at this point to either email us. Remember, our live email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or... Oh, she's sitting right there. She's ready to answer that phone. So if there's something that you'd like to specifically ask or need clarification on that I've talked about so far, you could call and let Ashi know. And depending on what it is that is on your mind, we might bring you on the air or wait till next hour if you're available, or she can just ask the question for you or whatever. But she's here and the phone lines are open. So let me give you numbers. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-KKNW. Remember the one, 888-298-5569. All right, temporary timeout because we're going to take care of current events. Woohoo! Hey, okie dokie. Speaking of entertainment, well, I've got some new things on the list this week. If you don't get details or want more details, go to www.marthanorwalk.com, click on current events. All right, new this week, pet adoption event, My Furry Valentine, will be Saturday, February 11th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's at Hill Rose Pet Resort, which is 2040. South 142nd Street in SeaTac. They'll have puppies, dogs, and cats, raffles, prizes, and goodie bags, and much more. Find out more details, go to www.savinggreatanimals.org. All right, this is also new, except we did mention it on Shelter Rescue Sanctuary show last week. You're invited to the second annual Sweet on Sarvi event, Saturday, March 31st, from 2 to 6 p.m. And this is at 6705 Puget Park Drive in Snohomish. That's some kind of rentable building. We're not really sure what it is. There'll be a silent auction, desserts, meet the education team, learn about baby season, get your photo taken with a raptor, or for $10 more with an eagle. or eagles, depending on what they're doing that day. And if you want to know what that's all about, go to my current events page, marthanorwalk.com, click on current events. And because I had Rhonda switch up the photographs this week, instead of me and Freedom there, that's now on the photo page. But the photo that will come up on current events is me with all three eagles. It's a very cool photograph. But that's the kind of photos we'll be doing. And I have let them know, I've marked my calendar and I've made my reservation. I will be attending this event. So be there or be square, folks. Once again, Saturday, March 31st in Snohomish from 2 to 6 p.m. I'll be there. You need to be there, too. And it's $25. Great, great cause. And $25 includes one raffle ticket, a drink, and dessert. You get a bid number for the silent auction. And a photo with a raptor is included. If you pay 10 more bucks, you get a photo with an eagle. How cool is that? Now, they're limited space, so advanced registration, RSVP by March 1st, www.sarveywildlife.org. There's probably a link to that on my current events page. All right. New this week, 22nd anniversary celebration for Homeward Pet Adoption Center is throughout the month of February. February 1st, they kicked off their donation drive, which they're shooting for $222 donations campaign. www.homewardpet.org if you want to adopt. And February 22nd is the anniversary adoption event. Adoption fees are only $22 all day for kittens, puppies, dogs, and cats. So if you want to adopt a new animal friend, Homeward Pets on February 22nd, you get a hot deal. All right, and All Breed Equine Rescue Open House, it will be on April 21st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tours, refreshments, and Liberty Training Seminar. And then mark your calendars for their benefit golf tournament at Glen Eagle Golf Course in Arlington. That's going to be July 28th this year. Check it out at and all the details at www.allbreedrez.com. All right, I think that one other new item, and that is the Humane Society is offering low-fee spay-neuter surgeries for dogs and cats on February 28th, because that's Spay Day USA. And the Humane Society, along with a bunch of other shelters around here, around the country, all participate in the Spay Day USA. Humane Society has information on everybody participating on their website, www.seattlehumane.org. But you want to get in there to make your appointments if you want low-cost spay-neuter surgeries for your dogs and cats. And trust me, since my boy's been having their man surgery, I can tell you it costs like an arm and a leg at vets these days. But the shelters, remember I took Sophie Sweet Cheeks for her girl surgery to Homeward Pet Adoption Center just to check out how the shelters are doing it these days. And I was very, very impressed. They did state-of-the-art, everything start to finish, and a wonderful job. So if you can get a low-cost surgery at the shelters, it's a good thing. So www.seattlehumane.org. Now, that is all the new stuff on current events. Get the rest at marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events. See the picture of me and the eagles. I love that photograph, too. It was so fun to take. And be surrounded by all that eagle energy. How cool. At any rate, next week is the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's a Martha and Robin Sunday. Gifted Mystic and co-host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis will join me for the show, and together we're going to tune in to all the various animal situations around the world to find out what the animals have to say, what lessons we need to learn, or how we can help. And, you know, I'm saving a bunch of stuff from this week's news. So there we go. That's pretty good. Let's see. Okay, so and let's see. We just had, was Joanne from Kirkland was on the line. And I think if I saw your question, Joanne, she was saying, asking, apparently has a barking problem with her dogs and wanted to know how to telepathically ask them to be quiet. Well, Joanne, let me tell you. Telepathic empathetic communication is very helpful for all kinds of things, and it's supportive in a situation like this. We covered how to talk to the animals on the first Sunday of January. I don't have time to go through that technical stuff. Go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on Audio Archives, listen to the second hour of the first Sunday of January show for how to communicate to. And you communicate about being quiet is what you want. But I will tell you absolutely honestly, as a behavior therapist, it would be extremely unusual unless you had been very good at this communication all of the animals' lives with dogs, that you had established your leadership and done a lot of training early on, and you were at the point where you didn't need training anymore. You could just talk to them, that you could actually just talk to them and have them be quiet. That would be very unusual. So usually you support the process of teaching how to be quiet. But when you're dealing with a barking problem, because it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, I'm going to get through this fast, Mike, so we won't be too off time. I'm going to answer your question very briefly, and that is you must first control the inappropriate barking, and then control and eliminate the inappropriate barking. And then step two is you use behavior modification techniques to change how the animal feels about that barking. If you would like me to talk you through that, then you can call me towards the middle of the next hour, because I've got to finish up the receiving, and then we'll take calls, and I could talk to you more about that on the air. But bottom line is, you're probably not going to solve a dog barking problem just by talking to the dogs. Okay? You need help. You need to do some training. You need to do some behavior modification. However, Aunt Martha can teach you how to do all of that, because that's what I do. So there you go. Did that make sense, Kathy?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Let's wrap up this hour, and we're just going to turn it right around here. You get a couple of promos. We'll be back. And then we will finish up on receiving and have open phone lines. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.